At the University of Washington, the CIA has pulled several documents out of an historic archive, claiming the papers are classified. The library staff was surprised, since the papers have been open to historians for 20 years. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Seattle.
The CIA first came calling last summer when a self-identified civilian employee of the agency asked to check the papers of the late Henry Scoop Jackson. Jackson was a Cold War-era senator deeply involved in matters of foreign policy and nuclear energy, and his papers belonged to the University of Washington. The librarian in charge, Carla Rickerson, recalls how the CIA man dipped into a sample box of the Jackson papers.
He did find a document there that was, in fact, stamped classified, and he showed me. I couldn't look at the document because I don't have security clearance, but he did show me that the document was, in fact, stamped classified.
In February, the CIA returned with a 5-person team to review the whole collection. It blanked out a few lines of information on about 20 papers, and it pulled another 8 documents out of the collection altogether, pending declassification. Rickerson says the team struck her as professional and respectful. Still, she had misgivings.
Having anything pulled from papers would give you pause. I mean, it's just not something that we normally would ever think about letting someone do.
But Rickerson says she didn't think the library was in a position to refuse the CIA.
I don't know everything about this. It's one of those sort of areas where I'm a citizen, I want to be protected. For me personally, it was a very difficult kind of a situation.
Others are more skeptical. Steve Aftergood, director of the Federation of American Scientists' Project on Government Secrecy, says the government has become more protective of old documents. Since 9/11, he says, many papers at the National Archives have been pulled from public view. But Aftergood says there's less control over the personal papers of former public officials, which often end up in private institutions.
From the agency's point of view, this is a vulnerability because these records have not been reviewed in many cases for public access. On the other hand, from researchers' point of view, the archives are a gold mine for precisely the same reason.
Aftergood says classified information such as old CIA budgets has cropped up in the papers of former members of Congress. Customarily, when a private institution stumbles across a classified document, it sends it to the government for review. What makes this case unusual is that the CIA came to the university, uninvited, to review a whole collection. The CIA won't grant an interview on the matter, but a spokeswoman says the agency sent the team in an attempt to be helpful. The team also included representatives of the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense, as well as someone from the Information Security Oversight Office, a division of the National Archives which monitors document declassification. Director Bill Leonard says he made a point of sending someone along to Seattle.
The whole purpose of my office's involvement was to make sure that there did not occur some sort of wholesale withdrawal of material from holdings that then went into some sort of black hole.
Leonard says he's satisfied that did not happen, and he says the documents removed from the Jackson collection will be quickly reviewed for declassification. But declassification is rarely quick. The Scoop Jackson paper that apparently attracted the CIA's attention to begin with took 10 years to be returned to the library. More generally, the government has postponed full implementation of a 1995 executive order, which was supposed to declassify all government documents 25 years or older.
As a historian, I think this is material that deserves to see the light of day.
Darwin Stapleton, executive director of the Rockefeller Archive Center in New York State, is one of the academics who've been left waiting. He asked the CIA to declassify a collection of former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller's papers, papers relating to a 1975 commission investigating CIA misconduct, which Stapleton wants to make available to historians. The agency promised to complete the review in a year. It's now been 18 months, and Stapleton says the CIA doesn't even return his phone calls anymore. Still, he's willing to give the agency the benefit of the doubt.
I am not competent to specifically judge the degree to which this material, would have national security implications. We have made a commitment to try to follow the standards that are there. But we're also making a commitment to try to open it up. As you see, we're the ones who went to them.
A government official who helps oversee the declassification of privately held documents tells NPR, on condition of anonymity, that he's personally recovered what he calls extremely dangerous stuff from private archives. but he acknowledges that the review of an entire collection, especially one that's been open for 20 years, has the potential to raise suspicions. Given the kinds of papers he believes are still out there, he says the government is trying to tread lightly, in his words, for fear of causing the doors of hundreds of private archives to slam shut. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.